the five presidential candidates. They are competing in five northeastern states.
We expect Donald Trump to win all five. The question is, how big are those victories?
CNN projects Donald Trump will win the Pennsylvania Republican presidential primary. Donald Trump is the winner in Maryland. Another win for Donald Trump in Connecticut. All five contests, Donald Trump wins.
At some point, if you're going to beat Donald Trump, you have to beat him on the battlefield. This is the battlefield state by state, and that, frankly, is a romp.
They got destroyed. Donald Trump, all five states called relatively early in the night.
CNN projects Hillary Clinton is the winner in Maryland. In Delaware, CNN has projected Hillary Clinton is the winner. Hillary Clinton is the winner in the Pennsylvania Democratic presidential primary.
What a great night. I want to thank the 42nd president of the United States, my husband.
CNN projects Bernie Sanders is the winner of the Rhode Island Democratic presidential primary.
You know, the best way to beat the system is have evenings like this, where you get record-setting votes, where you get record-setting delegates.
Big night, very big night for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's it in a nutshell. Another big night for the U.S. presidential frontrunners. Our latest estimates for the delegates they've earned for Democrats, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton now has 1,666 pledged delegates and 502 superdelegates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has 1,359 pledged delegates and 42 superdelegates. A Democrat needs 2,383 total to clinch the party nomination. For Republicans, businessman Donald Trump now has 991 pledged delegates. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has 567 pledged delegates and one unpledged delegate. Ohio Governor John Kasich has 154 pledged delegates. A Republican needs 1,237 delegates to clinch the party nomination. Also, Senator Cruz announced yesterday that if he wins the Republican nomination, he'd choose former business executive and former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina as his vice presidential running mate. Fiorina suspended her campaign on February 10th and endorsed Cruz a month later. It's unusually early for a candidate to announce a running mate. That traditionally happens at the party's nominating conventions over the summer. Next up, the millennial generation. It is now the largest generation in America. That's according to the U.S. Census. Millennials are usually defined as people born between 1981 and 1997. They've just surpassed the baby boomer generation. That's named for folks born during the baby boom after World War II between 1946 and 1964. There are just under 75 million baby boomers. But partly because some of them are passing away, and partly because many of the immigrants to the U.S. are from the millennial generation, the sheer number of millennials now exceeds that of boomers, and it's probably not going to slow down. Millennial numbers aren't expected to peak until the year 2036, when they exceed 80 million people. So how many are there now, and what could this mean for the U.S. economically speaking?